Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
It's good to have you with us once again here on this edition of the Ask Coach Perry cycling podcast. And we spoke a little bit about mountain bikes in the last edition with regards to gear. And we've got another gear question today, Devlin. And it's got to do with helmets. Unfortunately, it's a necessary evil if you value your pip. But someone's asking, what should you be looking for in a helmet? And obviously, I mean, from a pricing perspective, it's ridiculous. The scope and difference in pricing. You can pick up a helmet for a few hundred bucks, and then they go up to a good few thousand bucks. So what should you be looking for in a helmet?
Yeah, look, you touched on it first off there. It's your head you contact at the end of the day. So my suggestion here is, this is the one area that I would actually sacrifice a little bit more money and spend a bit more on a good helmet. What you're typically looking for in a good helmet is obviously something that you want relatively lightweight. You want something that's got a lot of decent airflow through it. You lose a lot of your body heat through your head when you are training. So it's important to have good airflow through the helmet to remove that heat and to keep you cool at the same time. And then, more importantly, when you're looking at brands out there and the kind of deal that you might be getting, is look for a helmet that has a crash replacement plan. And what that means basically is, if you happen to fall and crack the helmet, a lot of the brands out there in the top end helmets, you can actually take into the store that you bought it from. With obviously you need your receipts with you, but you take it into the store and they will actually replace that helmet brand new for a third of the price usually. Obviously, each brand's got a different deal. But it is important to look for something with a crash replacement plan, that they will warranty that helmet should it undergo some sort of crash or structural damage, and you'll pay a fraction of the price to get a brand new helmet of the same quality. So I think, again, when it comes to your head as protection, this is where I would spend a little bit more money and buy something that's really good.
Yeah, absolutely. If your noggin's worth about 300 bucks at the Pick n Pay hypermarket, then be our guest. But yeah, I'm with you on that one, Devlin. I want to protect my pip. It's one of those things I don't mind spending some bucks on a good helmet. Until next time, from myself, Brad Brown, and our cycling coach, Devlin Eden, don't forget, if you'd like to check out some coaching packages or perhaps our online seminars, the website to get to is coachperry.com. All the details are there. Until next time, from the two of us, it's cheers.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.